Here's Stephen Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're sorry, Stephen, to give you a taste of what our show's normally like. We'll calm down now, okay?
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. So we want to talk to you about TCU football, but first, what a year. And last year was what a year, too, with new teams coming into the Big 12, Cincinnati, Houston, Central Florida, Brigham Young. Here come four more new ones. It's almost more than anyone can keep up with. What are your thoughts, and then what are the thoughts of the TCU faithful?
I mean, it's just a new era in college football. I mean, I think you had to kind of pivot and find new teams. You couldn't replace Oklahoma and Texas with just two teams. So I think the numbers will help spread the Big 12 out across the entire country now. And then you add teams like Utah and Arizona, which had a good year last year. So I think it's an exciting time. I think in terms of TCU fans, like many other fans across the league, I think everybody's optimistic that their program can be the one that kind of feels that power vacuum left behind by Oklahoma and Texas. So I think TCU believes it has the resources, the location, obviously the key factors that you need to kind of be at the top of a conference. They just want to have a good season this year.
I don't know that TCU will be playing for the national championship. I also don't know that their season will be as disappointing as it was last year. Which version of those two teams is this team closest to, in your opinion?
It's hard to call. They seem like the group is more tight-knit than it was last year, where a couple players acknowledged over camp that there were a lot of individual agendas. Things in the locker room that I think were kind of pulling the team apart, whereas that team in 2022 was so tight. You had so many guys that had been through so much, and they kind of powered through all the adversity throughout the season. So with this group, I'm really not comfortable saying they're like either. I think they'll be an entirely brand-new group. There's a new defense. There's a new energy about the team. And also you have Josh Hoover, who showed flashes, now taking over full-time. So it's hard for me to really compare them, because in my mind, those two teams were, I think, were too extreme. And ultimately, I think this team is going to fall somewhere in the middle.
Stephen Johnson with us. He covers TCU athletics for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. As we alluded to, we have now 16 teams in the Big 12. And if you read all the prognostications and the previews and the predictions, people are really having trouble breaking down who's going to be in the hunt. It's almost like you could make a case for at least three-quarters of the conference to have a chance to be in that top spot. That's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of always how the Big 12 has been. Even the recent years, unless it was an Oklahoma team that was kind of towering over everybody. But the last 4 or 5 years before Texas won it last season, there was always a brand new or a random team that kind of went from middle of the pack to being at the top of the conference. I believe TCU was picked 7th the year they made it to the conference championship. Oklahoma State was a team last year that I think we all thought was going to be pretty bad. They ended up being a team that I believe won 10 games. So that's kind of the nature of the Big 12. The teams at the top, normally there's always going to be a team that's going to surprise you. And honestly, across the board, whether you're Arizona or UCF, well, I think UCF is going to be a challenger to make it to Arlington. I think there's reason everybody should feel confident, just because it's so wide open and there's not just this significant talent gap between, say, Kansas State and a team like Arizona like there would be if Oklahoma or Texas were still in the league.
So you can tell me if you disagree with the premise, but I think in this era of college football, when you have your coach and your quarterback returning, that sets you up pretty well. That gets you off to a decent start, or you're feeling good when you enter the season. So what can Josh Hoover, kind of now as that full-time guy entering the season, what can he provide, and how much does that help TCU, just having that consistency back there?
Well, I wouldn't be able to call it consistency, just because he only played, I think he only had 6 starts last year, and then he ended up missing the spring. So Josh, to me, is still more of an unknown than an answer right now. And the big focus for him, I think he brings arm strength. He brings a guy that he's able to stretch the field more than Chandler Morris did. And I think I think he's more of a gamer, man. You know, Chandler would look great in practice, but then sometimes when the lights would come on, you didn't see some of that accuracy translate onto the field. Josh, I think, is a guy that enjoys getting hit. doesn't mind it, kind of enjoys the atmosphere of it all. So I think he brings that in some great intangibles. But in every game he played last year, he had a turnover, had a key interception against Texas. So right now the focus for him in fall camp has been trying to find that thin line between being a gunslinger and a game manager, knowing when to try to force the ball downfield and when to just be okay with the completion. I think he's made strides. He hasn't had just a standout, excellent camp, but I think he's made strides in that area, and I'm curious to see what he does this season as well.
Talking to TCU football with Steven Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So TCU opens a couple weeks from Friday against Stanford, which is now a member of the ACC. I'm an old guy, Steven. I'm just having trouble wrapping my head around all this. So when you look at TCU's schedule, especially early on, how does it suit a fast start for the Horned Frogs?
Well, I think they'll get off to a 2-0 start. The Stanford game will be tricky just because it'll be a Friday game. You're flying across the country on the road. There are going to be mistakes there. But I think TCU has too much of a talent advantage. And if this defense performs how it's been performing throughout camp, I think they'll find a way to get it done on the road. Long Island U, that should be a game where they get a lot of the young guys in and start getting some reps for them. Then from there, man, it's going to be kind of a tough stretch. The next three games, you got UCF coming to Fort Worth. You go to SMU and to Kansas. So we're going to learn a lot about whether or not TCU is a viable contender, I think, in those three games. If you can get out of there 2-1, I think that says that's a very good sign that TCU can finish strong. But, there's a real possibility they could lose all three of those games, depending on if Jalen Daniels is healthy. SMU obviously feels really good about their team. I think my official prediction will probably have them – I probably have them beating SMU and maybe losing those two games to UCF and Kansas just based off what I've seen and just what I know about the other teams they'll be facing at the time.
So you talked about some chemistry issues last year, some locker room stuff. What have you seen this year as far as that goes? You said it's improved. What do you think that chemistry will be like this year? What does it look like so far?
You never really know until, the real adversity hits. It's camp, so everybody's saying the right things. And from what we've been observing, what they've been saying in the press conferences, it seems like everybody's on the same page. When it comes to the defense, I think there's just a better energy because more guys are making more plays. It's a way more aggressive style of defense. So a second-team safety can get an interception this day. A third-string D is going to get a sack or something like that. So more guys are making plays. They have more depth. And I think guys are just having more fun, man. So I think that helps. And on the offensive side of the ball, I think it's just safe to say the guys kind of gravitate more towards Hoover than – Maybe they did more. So I think that helps TCU just in regards to bringing everybody together. But ultimately, we're going to see how close this team is when things hit the fan, for lack of a better term. So that first game at Stanford after their first pick, if there's a mistake or they give them a touchdown, that'll be the first real test. And, TCU saying the right thing, but ultimately they'll have to come out to show it, and not just with the way they execute on the field, but also the way they try to stick together when things go wrong.
All right, really interesting stuff from Steven Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Before we let you go, who's going to play in the championship game?
Oh, man, we're talking Big 12 championship?
Big 12, yep.
I'll go Utah and Kansas.
That's good. All right, interesting stuff. Thank you again, Steven.
That's if Jalen Daniels stays healthy. If he stays healthy.
Yeah.
That's always a big if with Jalen. And if he does, I agree with you. I think the sky's the limit for them. But K-State has a pretty dynamic quarterback itself. So it'll be fascinating season, certainly, in the Big 12.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me on.